Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Zaharot. Today we are in chapter number 10, Mishnah number 7. Guys, don't get emotional, but this is our last Mishnah together. This is our last session. At the end of this, we will have finished Mishnah Zaharot together. Ready? Hazolef at the board nimtza sheretz barishona. If you empty out the pit, and you find the pit is full of wine, and you are drawing jars of wine from the pit, nimtza sheretz barishona, you found the sheretz in the very first jar, kulan tmeo. Then all of them are tamei, because we have to presume that we found the sheretz comes from the pit, and it's tamei, so everything else is also tamei. Bachrona, if you find the very last one, though, hitmea v'chulon tarot, only it is tamei, everything else is tahor. We don't have to extrapolate and assume things. We actually can't extrapolate and assume things, so we have to assume that it only came at the very end and everything else is tahor. Eimatai, when is that? Bizmach hu zolef b'cholachat v'chat. That's when you draw each one individually. Aval im haya zolef b'machat. But if you were using a ladling jar, then nimtza sheretz b'chat mehen, and he found the sheretz in one of the jars, he tmea bilvad, then only it is tameh, because you have that intermediary process, you can assume that it was had more to do with the machatz. Eimatai, when's that? Bezman shehu bodek velo mechaseh, mechaseh velo bodek. During the times when you examine, but don't cover, or you cover, don't examine, meaning you check each individual one, but you don't seal it to ensure that no further bugs come in, or the opposite, you seal it, but you did not examine it before you sealed it, so you can't verify whether there were bugs when the jar was still empty. Haya bodek mechaseh, but let's say you did both. You examined and you covered it to ensure that there were no more bugs. Nimtza sheretz, and you found after with the wine, once you got the wine, and then you found the sheretz. So then, bechavit, if it's in the jar, hakol tameh. Since we checked all the jars and we sealed them, once we find the sheretz in them, then we can only conclude that it was in the boar itself. That's the case of the chavit. But boar, hakol tameh, if you find it in the boar, then obviously everything in the boar is tameh, and everything you draw from is tameh. But machatz, if you find the ladling jar, then again, hakol tameh, because it came from the ladling jar, everything is impure. And now, Mishnah number 8. So the first part of Mishnah number 8 has to do with what is considered a... again, we're, you know, kind of chapter 10, we're in the bigger question of grapes and olives, and we're going to jump back for a second to the question of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, vis-a-vis Tumatara. Bein ha'igulim lezagim, between the rollers and the grape pulp. So the rollers, kind of like millstones, were placed on the grape pulp after the pressing to extract even more wine, to get the full value out of the grape. But in order to use them, you require several people to hoist the device. So because of, I guess the number of people involved, that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kerem shalifnei, remember our early definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the world of Tumatara has to do with how many people are there. If it's a private if it's a private space or public space, understood colloquially, not legally or technically. Kerem shalifnei habotzrim, the vineyard that's in front of the grape harvesters. So they have not yet been harvested, this vineyard. So that's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's a private domain, because people won't go in there because they're afraid to be caught as thieves. Shalachar botrim, so the parts that are after the grape harvesters, people have already, the area has already been harvested, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that's a public domain because people are, the poor specifically, are in there in droves to glean the peret and the olaot and all the, you know, the various things that they can take. Eimatai, when is that? When is it that the Shalachar Abotrim is called the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Bizman Sharabim nichnasim bazo v'yotim bazo, when the public comes in from one side and goes out the other side. The second half of this Mishnah has to do with what do you do when a kli of yours, when a vessel of yours has been saturated with tamei liquid? How do you redeem the kli? How do you cleanse it? Kli beit habad veshelgat ha'ekel. If it's the utensil of an oil press, used for oil, or the vat, which is used for wine, or the basket press, which is something that we use after we extract olive oil from the olives to get even more olive oil from the olives. So then it depends. So meaning, like, you know, this is kind of like the end result of our whole conversation. What do you do after everything's become tame with the vessels? Bezman shehen shalit, when they are made of wood, so then menagvan vehen tahorin, you dry them off, and then they are tahor. It's a machlokas whether after you dry them, then after them you have to wash them with a mixture of ashes and water or not, and then they are pure. And again, this is going to depend. If it's a kli, that, you know, if it's a flat piece of wood, then it's fine. But if it's a kli, if it's anything else, then you might have to take it to the mikveh. Bezman shehen shel gemi, when they are made of reed grass, the kelim, miyashan kol 12 chodesh, then you let them sit out for 12 months, and in that intervening time, they will, you know, whatever is inside of them will kind of deteriorate. Oh, choltan bechamin. Or you can place them in scalding hot water, which will remove any residual impure liquid. Both of those options work. Rabbi Yose Omer. Rabbi Yose differs. He says, im natan bishib. Well, he doesn't differ. He adds another option. Im natan bishibolot hanar. If you put them in a swift current of a river, for at least 12 hours, dayo. That's enough. The moving stream, the fast, heavy current is enough to get whatever is inside the kli out. Tam ve nishlam. Congratulate yourselves, you have finished Mishnah Taharot. This is it. It has been an absolute pleasure getting to learn together with you. My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and I will see you next time around.